five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go!
Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In a moment, we'll join Deputy Chief Dan Moore, who's pinch-hitting for Chief Cody while the chief is away at a fireman's convention, and rookie fireman Tim Collins at the three-alarm fire in the basement of the 12-story Butler Building. Now, you'll recall that Tim's rescue company had been called to get out those workers in the sub-basement fell by smoke and fumes. And now, at the moment, everything depends on the engine company men, who with their heavy hose lines are fighting desperately to keep the flames from reaching the elevator shafts. If they fail to do this, well, you'll see the consequences for yourselves when we move up to the scene of action right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's duck under the lines which hold the crowd back some distance away and move along the torn-up street which is under repair in front of the 12-story Butler Building. Now, right ahead now is the engine company's giant pumper, which with several other trucks managed to twist and turn its way through the rubble close to the basement entrance. Deputy Chief Moore, who's subbing for Chief Cody, and rookie fireman Tim Collins are there watching what they hope are the last few stragglers leave the building. But right there's one source of danger. An office building this size, it's difficult to make sure that every last person is out. As Deputy Chief Moore says,
"You see, Tim, if that fire in the basement gets loose, sweeps up an elevator shaft, breaks out above somewhere, and anyone gets trapped."
Yeah, say, that's right, Chief Moore. Coming out of the sub-basement with my gas mask on, I hadn't noticed, but I don't see your aerial ladder.
Well, you don't see it because we can't get a truck that size down this doggone street in the condition it's in.
Oh, brother, I sure hope we don't need it.
Well, maybe we won't, but if we do, that really will be the payoff. What are you looking like that for, son?
I was just thinking of Jimmy.
Jimmy? Oh, your kid brother.
Yes, sir. I was recalling something I told him a while ago about how we sometimes had to use scaling ladders.
Whoa there now. If you got any picture of yourself dangling from a scaling ladder, hooked down to a window, nine stories up, making like a human fly, just forget them.
Frankly, Chief, I don't mind forgetting that picture at all.
Well, chances are pretty good we won't have to do any scaling.
I'll be honest, sir. Pretty good?
Well, just there, then. Doggone it, I wish we could get that aerial ladder in here.
Yeah, I see, sir. Well, if we can't, we can't. Maybe it's just as well I brushed up on scaling ladder technique, huh, Chief?
Meanwhile, Tim Collins' young brother Jimmy and his pal Jack Carson have gotten tired of being hemmed in behind the lines with the rest of the crowd. They've pushed their way out and are heading down the street, which gradually angles its way to the back of the Butler Building.
I got over that cop, Jimmy. I told him your brother was a firefighter and still he wouldn't let us through.
Oh, he was only doing his job, Jack. You knew he wouldn't.
Yeah, I guess I did.
The trouble with you is you always want to be right in the middle of things.
Say, Jimmy, maybe Chief Moore would give us passes to get through the fire lines.
Nah, he couldn't do that. Oh. And neither could Chief Cody if he was here. Say, this parking lot is right in back of the Butler Building. You can see the smoke creeping out from the basement.
Yeah, but the main fire is near the front, on the other side, Jimmy.
I know, Jack. That's why there's nobody here. Everybody's gone around there.
Is that street a mess? Yeah, well, those firemen sore. All the trouble they had getting the trucks up close.
Well, the way I figure it, it's not much of a fire. The chief will have it out in no time.
Well, how can you tell, Jimmy?
He's kept it from spreading up to the first floor, hasn't he?
Well, I guess that's a lucky thing. Boy, if it had spread while there were people there.
Wow. Well, anyway, they're all out now. Hey, Jack, you remember the scaling ladder I made today? How'd you like to use that to climb the outside of a building this high that...
Hey, what... What's the matter, Jimmy?
Oh, gosh, I thought I saw someone way up high at a window.
Oh, you're seeing things. You said yourself everybody's out.
No, look at there.
Hmm?
It's a lady. She's leaning way out. But she's going to drop something, I think.
Drop something? But why should anybody do a crazy thing like that? Hey, holy smoke, she did. She dropped a bottle of some kind. That could be dangerous. Well, didn't she see us standing here?
Of course she did. Come on, Jack. There was something in that bottle.
There was. All I can say is it's no good now. She must be about 8 stories up.
There. Look where that smashed on the ground. It's a piece of paper.
I get it, Jimmy. She wrote a note. She put it in that bottle.
So the wind wouldn't carry it away.
Yeah, and she knew when it smashed, it would get our attention. What's the note say, Jimmy?
Oh, just 4 words.
Huh?
Her handwriting isn't very good. She was either in a hurry or scared to death, Jack.
Well, what's it say?
It says, locked in, help me. That's all.
That's, oh boy, that's enough. How'd you like to be locked in an office or something way up there with a fire in the basement?
I wonder how the firemen and the police missed her. They were going through the building clearing it.
Oh, gee whiz, they nearly had a riot. All that excitement. Say, maybe nobody heard her hollering.
She's scared plenty. Look at how she's waving at us.
Jimmy, somebody's got to help her.
They certainly do. And I'm going to report it to the chief immediately.
Well, why do that? Look, I can be up there and unlock her in less time than it'll take you to look up the chief.
Are you crazy? It's dangerous going in a burning building like that.
Well, why? The fire's in the basement. They'll have it out soon. There's a back door over there.
Well, besides, it's against the law to cross police lines. You're a junior firefighter. You ought to know that.
Look, I can run up the stairs and be back as quick as any fireman. I'd have her out in no time. I wouldn't be taking any chance. You could report what I'm doing to the fire department, and they could send up some men after me if they wanted.
Jack, I'm warning you. It's dangerous, and it's not the way to do it. The firemen can rescue her. They're trained for jobs like that.
Oh, look, there's nothing to it. I'm going up. You can tell them I'll let her out and bring her down the main stairs in the front, the same way everybody else walked out.
Despite Jimmy's protests, Jack makes his way into the Butler building, bent on rescuing the trapped woman. A few minutes later, there seems to have been a spurt of renewed activity in the cleared area in front of the Butler building. A small ladder truck is bumping its way over the torn-up pavement, trying to get in closer. And at the foot of the building, Tim Collins and a group of firemen are connecting hose to twin brass pipes which protrude from the building's side. Now, above those is a sign you've probably noticed many times over these pipes, reading, "Fire Department Use Only." For those connect with a high-pressure water system which runs through most big buildings. Well, now, Tim is approaching Deputy Chief Moore to report.
Okay, sir, stand by to stick for the pumper now. Shall we head up to that fifth floor?
Not you, Tim. You're not in the engine company now. Get your lines up there fast, men. You know where the fifth floor hose is in this building. Disconnect it and get the department's lines ready for use. Now, hop to it.
Now, what's the matter with the building, called Chief Moore?
Nothing, but their lines are connected to the water tower on the roof.
Oh, not now, sir. And we just hooked those brass outlets up with our pumper. Water comes from the hydrant, forced through their pipe system by our pumper.
Well, that's the point. Their hose could stand the pressure from the water tank on the roof. But I don't know if they could take the pressure we're going to give in a minute.
Well, I get it, sir. How about the ninth floor?
I just sent in another alarm. I'm going to try and get the water tower truck through here.
I see.
If we can, we'll get water up to that floor, all right.
We can't get up there to use the building's apparatus?
Not right now, we can't.
I see.
Well, now you fellas finally got that truck through this mess. Get those ladders out and into position.
A 35-foot ladder won't begin to reach as high as we need, sir. Will you use extension?
Not as long as we can work inside.
I see.
If the fire moves down on us, then they'll be of use getting lines up to the windows within our reach.
There's your signal from the fifth floor, Chief.
Okay. Give them water, men. Plenty of pressure behind that pumper.
Hey! Oh, for Pete's sake, how'd Jimmy get through the police lines? Excuse me a minute.
I'm coming, too. That kid looks worried.
Yes, sir.
Trying to get through, but a policeman gets stopped.
That's his job, Jimmy. You shouldn't be here.
But I had to tell you where my friend Jack Carson was.
Huh?
Your friend is the least of our worries right now, son.
But he must still be in the Butler building.
In the Butler? What are you talking about?
Look, Tim, a woman threw a bottle down from a window way up.
Yeah.
It was around back of the building. And there was a note in it that she said was locked in someplace. I told him not to do it, but Jack insisted on going up and letting her out anyway.
He's in this burning building?
Well, if he hasn't come down in the last couple of minutes,
oh,
he is.
Oh, little fool. How long ago did he go up?
Well, gosh, about 10 or 15 minutes ago.
It was about 10 minutes ago that fire got away from us. Reached the elevator shaft, Tim.
Now, what floor was this woman on, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm sure it was the 8th floor. I counted up to where she was waving at
us. Huh? Chief Moore, couldn't Jack have come down the front stairway?
Well, sure he could. He went up the back way, but he said he'd bring the lady down the same way everybody else had got out.
I'm sorry, Tim, but I had men on all those floors as high as the fifth. They'd have seen him if he'd come down.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess we can forget that. Fire blocked off the stairway first, from what I heard.
That's right. And I was thanking heaven my men had worked their way down before it happened.
Something's happened?
Yeah, Jimmy. Fire's got into the elevator shaft. It's already burst out on the 6th and 9th floor.
Oh, gosh, I hope Jack hasn't started down. I hope he wasn't on that 6th floor when...
Don't talk like that, young man.
Well, it's all right, Chief. We don't have much choice any way you look at it. At best, Jimmy's pal Jack is probably caught up there, high up in that building in a spot where we can't get to him.
Well, did Jimmy's friend Jack Carson reach the eighth floor just in time to be trapped? If you want to know the answer to that question, be sure to listen to our next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Deputy Chief Moore, subbing for Chief Cody, will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message especially for you. Now, here is Deputy Chief Dan Moore with a message for all firefighters. Chief Moore.
Well, this is Deputy Chief Moore back again, boys and girls. Before Chief Cody left for a short trip to the Fire Chiefs Convention, he asked me to tell you about cleanup campaigns. Did you know that a lot of towns and cities have regular cleanup campaigns? Well, that's a fact. Civic organizations get together and make plans for cleaning up not only the eyesores in your neighborhoods, but also spots like dumps and vacant lots that may be fire breeders. Look into this. Find out what your town is doing, and then get in there and do your part toward making your neighborhood a safer place to live. That is all.
Deputy Chief Dan Moore and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.